Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Sorry I'm a little late, but it just seemed like as the day drew long, more shit came out. And I didn't know where to draw the line, so I don't know how much I'm going to be able to cover in tonight's show, because it would take me maybe more than normal. But I'm going to do my best to get it all in. It's just amazing. The angles we're getting hit with, I don't even know where to begin. We're finding now these, what I call mimetics or genetically engineered fullerene biointerface with whatever they're putting in the mask. They're now genetically engineering mosquitoes so that they stop producing malaria. So you know when they start playing with genetics, we're going to have a problem. So whatever they may have fixed, they probably created a worse nightmare as a result of their tampering with, again, things they have no idea what to do. Now they're coming up with another DNA modifying and reprogramming vaccine out of China. It's supposed to be a new and improved version of this bullshit we got now. And then we're being told that the vaccines or the injectables that they have just presented to everybody don't work. Imagine lining up for 5 and 6 blocks waiting for this supposed miracle cure for an invisible boogeyman that doesn't exist, that if you did catch some form of corona, you already have a 99.7% survival rate, and yet all that has been thrown right out the frickin' door. To line up for some supposed injectable so that you now have no more rights than you had before, no more privileges than you had before. In fact, now you've shortened your lifespan by God only knows how much. Also, that you can go back to normal, which normal never existed. The word games and the nonsense that we've heard. Going back to normal. What the bloody hell does that mean anymore today? Normal when I grew up meant that boys and girls knew who and what they are. Boys knew they were boys. Girls knew they were girls. When men and women grew up, men were men and women were excited. It's just the way it worked. It was just how it worked. Today, normal is 99 different possible gender identifying names that you can give yourself at for the moment. I was watching, somebody sent me this this video, on, I think it was on TikTok, where a Russian woman and an American woman were talking. And the Russian woman says, in your country, your kids don't even know who they are and trying to figure out who they are and what they are. In my country, so by the time your kids figure out who they are, what they are, mine will be educated, have gone through university, and have good paying jobs. While you are still caught up in whatever. And the point they were trying to make here was the ridiculousness of where we're at today and how bad they've destroyed North America and the West with this insanity. And every country in the world is now going to surpass North America because we have the most bungling idiots running this country. They have literally decimated and destroyed North America with their stupidity. Because what we're dealing with today, is a conundrum of problems that are keeping everybody divided. It's like the Bible said, you know, the Bible said in the last days, you know, husbands, fathers would be against sons against son-in-laws against father-in-laws, mothers against daughters against daughter-in-laws against mother-in-laws. And there's been this great divide over this stupidity of whether to take a unapproved experiment that can interface with each other, causing the variants that we're seeing today with a genetically engineering of people for a condition that doesn't exist. This is mind-boggling. And then people, this is the interesting thing. I'm not sure how common sense became a rarity. But I'm not sure how people have not figured out that you do can die from a flu. People have been dying from flus forever. But when we do the actual statistical comparison for the last 10 years, the numbers have not gone up one iota. But does that in any way, shape, or form cross anybody's mind? Of course not. Why would it? It would require some gray matter, some exercising of some brain cells to be able to deduce that 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals plus 1. Nothing's changed. If it went up plus 1 this year, it went up plus 1 the year after, 1 plus 1 the year after, plus 1 the year after, and you're at plus 1 today, that means there's been absolutely no change in the numbers of people who have died during the flu season. And why is it today that we are still dealing with a two-week curve? A two-week curve. Remember that? I'm astounded most of the time. I shake my head. You know, it's a wonder I'm not an alcoholic. I look around me and think, holy Jesus, what I'm living with? And then someone sent me a form today about the insurance and what they, how it's worded. Like I said before, if you haven't taken the vaccine, if you haven't taken the experiment yet, if you haven't gotten the jab, if you haven't gotten the injectable, it might not be a bad idea to investigate and look and see what your insurances will cover if something should happen. I'm going to tell you this, and they're not going to cover anything, because the way it's working out right now, if you have a condition as a result of getting a jab or an injectable with a experimental genetic, they are going to say it's not the shot, it's not the jab, it's not the injectable, it's not the vaccine. It has something to do with the person. Therefore, the insurance companies now get taken off the hook. They no longer have to cover you for any damages that may be incurred by taking this experimental insanity. I had a couple of people today I was just talking with, and they were telling me how not to give up hope, not to, and I'm not one to give up any hope, but I have a reality check aspect to me. Now, unless God does interfere in this situation, we are going to see those of us who are awake, aware, are not going to want to be a part of the current system that we're in, are going to be looking for an alternative system to be involved with, a more perfect union. We have to realize that there's a certain element of a reality check that we have to take. Now, I've been, you know, I made a statement when I put a sign on my doors saying that I don't want people coming into my shop if they have been injected or jabbed or have used the experimental genetic code. Now, even the health inspector said that it should be only curbside service anyway. So if you are coming to my store and you are a regular customer, give me a call. Because then we can work something out. As long as you haven't been injected, it's fine. You know, but the way it is, and so that we can avoid any kind of more stupidity, because more stupidity will come from this, I'm sure. Just like there was a restaurant in Leamington, Ontario, a family-owned restaurant, which has been getting fined for no reason other than they opened the doors. These fines, I don't know what it is with these enforcers of these fines. They know they're illegal. They know that they're writing these fines for no reason other than to be intimidating. And then they'll wind up in a court of law anyway, and they'll be thrown out. Now, I had a video on TikTok today from Hamilton, Ontario. They're apparently building tents in a certain section of Hamilton, Ontario for the military to occupy. Now, why do we need a military presence in Hamilton, Ontario when there is no pandemic going on? See, common sense is telling me here that we're bringing in martial law under a military regime. We're adapting the Chinese system in Canada. And everybody better start to wake up on this nonsense. Your premiers ain't worth a fiddler's fuck. None of them. None of them. They ain't worth a fiddler's fuck. Not a one. These guys, I'm telling you, they are not here for us. They're inviting China to come in and take over. I should say CCP. I don't want to get people mad at the Chinese. They're allowing the CCP and the indoctrination of that totalitarian system to be instituted into Canada. And it is unfortunate that people are too busy being distracted with the experimental genetics that they are now putting in place in Canada. I talked to a friend of mine up in Thunder Bay who was on the reserve, and he said he tried his best to tell people and dissuade people from taking this injectable, and to have no avail. I feel really bad now for the natives who have taken this deception and wound up getting injected. Who knows how many of them are going to be taken out of the equation now? The population was already dwindling at 2 million and was going down. Imagine what this is going to do. So when we're looking at the situation we're in Canada, we better start paying attention to the things that are really going on here. Let me, now, a couple of things that I'm going to talk about. If you haven't seen the articles already, I got here labeled, "Is Canada finally going broke? Pay attention to the statement." This is on Royal Bank of Canada. Rumors are that RBC is insolvent and has begun seizing customers' bank deposits to stay solvent. It says, the night got on, I kept getting more stuff like this. I'm thinking, oh shit, here we go. Now, remember what happened to Greece, about 10 years ago or so? Greece had the same problem. They defaulted. They became insolvent. And what did they do? They used the people's money that they had in the banks. They seized their accounts and then started using their money to operate their banking system. And you're only allowed to take out $50 a day. Imagine that. Shortly thereafter, the United States and Canada adopted policies to reflect what happened to Greece. Now, we've had two leaders of the respective countries in Canada and the United States have been pissing money out the door like rainwater. And I've been saying for the longest time, where are they getting this money? We're loaning money to China. I know China's broke as well. They're paying off their deficits for the infrastructure that they set up. But now Canada is supporting the new motherland. The new motherland. You know, the CCP. $3.5 trillion is what they've given in the last 8 months. So-called investment money, so-called loans. I mean, really. And this country now is suffering as a result of this bad, bad, bad judgment. So here we are, and if you read the articles here, I got here another old Canada, our Chinese rulers roam all over our home. China, totalitarianism, anyone? Okay, they're talking about the social programs that China has with the social credit program. They are going to make everybody so broke in Canada that you're going to be under the government guidelines. So then if they tell you to bend over, touch your toes while they rape you, if you don't do it, they're not going to give you your money. If you jaywalk and you tell the AI to go F itself, they're just going to shut down your funds. You know, so this is where we're heading in a totalitarian system here that is reflecting the CCP system in China. Is this what we want in this country? Think about it. I mean, young people may not have any idea. They may think that the Chinese concept is a good idea. They've never had anything, so they don't know what they're going to lose. And if you don't understand the nature of your rights and your privileges, and you're just willing to let them go so that somebody can take care of you, let me point something out to you. I've said this many a time. The next time you feel the need to think or to feel this concept of somebody is going to take care of you, go talk to the natives on the reserve. Go talk to the Negroes in the United States of America how the governments of respective countries took care of the natives and took care of the Negroes in the United States. How when it came time to a vaccination program, when it came to the polio vaccination, how they injected them with STDs to wipe them out. Now, Negroes were lining up down in the South to get the polio vaccine, and they wound up infecting them with an STD instead. Same with the natives. Next time you have this concept, you know the old saying goes, if you don't, those who don't read their history are doomed to repeat it. Same thing happened to the Asians during the Second World War, how they were treated and how they were isolated and put in ghettos and different POW camps. Government doesn't take care of anybody. The idea of a government taking care of you is to eliminate you and put you in a box 6 feet under, or recycle your parts now, because this is what we'll do today. Today they'll recycle your parts. They'll take your DNA, incorporate that into the AI network, and take away your organs and use them for genetics and DNA. And for organ harvesting, and then your blood for adrenochrome. I mean, you're worth more dead than alive anyway. So why would they take care of you? And then think about this concept for 1 minute. Why would they take care of anybody? Are you that important? Are you a billionaire? Are you a trillionaire? Where you've got so much money, so much power, that they would now bow to you as some sort of global dictator. You know. Seriously, if you got nothing, you're not going to be taken care of. Look, we got social medicine in this country, in Ontario, that doesn't do anything. You go in and you have a health condition and you go into a hospital, unless you have somebody on staff at that time, when you go in there that knows what they're doing, you're not going to be looked after properly. I've had firsthand experience when I had food poisoning several years ago when I went into an emergency here in Ontario. And all that wound up happening was there was a nurse on staff that knew what she was doing, and she basically gave me an IV of a saline solution, which flushed out the poison. Then I had a doctor come in saying to me at 3 in the morning, waking me up, saying, "What's wrong with you?" I'm looking at him like he's freaking from Mars. I said, "What's wrong with me? You took 3 vials of blood out of me. Why don't you tell me what's wrong? Because if I knew what was wrong with me, I wouldn't be here." Walked away. He was a little annoyed with my answer. Then they took another 3 vials of blood out of me, and then 7 o'clock in the morning, another doctor comes in, you know, more of the Canadian persuasion. And, "Hey, buddy, how you doing, buddy, buddy, buddy," the buddy talk. Then he asked me the wrong question. He says, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "Well, that was it. The Mediterranean guy got loose. He got away from me. The chain couldn't leash him back. It was out," you know. Then I asked him very strongly, "You took 3 vials of blood out of me this morning. You took 3 vials of blood out of me when I came into the hospital. And you and the other doctor are asking what's wrong with me." I said, "Did you actually test for C-reactive protein? Did you test for homocysteine levels? Did you test for anomalous proteins, maybe from a bug bite?" His eyes are popping out of his skull, because now I'm speaking the language that he knows. He says, "Well, no." I said, "What did you test for?" And he said, "Drugs." "Oh, that, and I lost it for sure, you know. I couldn't believe what I was hearing here." The incompetence of social medicine is this. They're going to take care of you. And the way they take care of you is they give you the most basic treatment that they can give you, if they give you that anymore. Your health destiny is in your own hands, to use that terminology. Your understanding of what it means to be healthy, you better be really astute and studious on this concept, because most of these gurus out there wouldn't know how to tie their shoe with Velcro. And don't ask a doctor for any kind of nutritional advice, because they don't know any. All they know how to do is prescribe a pharmaceutical. The very basic information they have is 50 years outdated. And you know why it's 50 years outdated? Because they want to take care of you. I got on here as well, engineered living systems. I wanted everyone to see that how they're creating mimetics. And this is not just a machine. This is an integration. And when you read this thing, they are actually even explaining how this now can integrate with any biology, including yours. We've been saying this for a long time. Brian and I have been saying this for a long time about the self-assembly, self-repair, self-replication of this nanotechnology or nanobiotech. When we're dealing with mimetics, this is something yet that anybody has caught on to yet. A mimetic is something that can reflect or be similar to something that's really alive, whether it be a pathology, whether it be a parasite, whether it be a worm, whether it be any kind of infectious life form. It can be replicating and look exactly like something pathological. And if you didn't know what you were looking for, and most doctors don't today, they're about 30 years behind the eight ball, they will not have a clue to what's up and down here on this. So this is why I say it's time for you to become more educated on your own. The information that's on this, a lot of this Brian has and I have on our sites, our respective sites, before you start looking at everybody else's site and thinking that you got more gallons and you got this and you got that, start looking at the nano. Read it first. And don't let anybody bullshit you with what they think they know, how they can remove it with alfalfa and some other magic, you know, heebie-jeebie junk. You know, because most of these people are just selling you a bunch of horse shit. Some of them may be part of the CIA MKUltra program. So again, take a look at this stuff. Read these things. Understand these things. Start connecting the dots. Start understanding what synthetic biology is, what synthetic DNA is. mRNA is a messenger ribonucleic acid. In order for that to access your helix, it has to be able to connect to your DNA. And it would need another type of DNA that can connect to your DNA, like XNA, xenic nucleic acid, which, again, they're not telling you this, which can then replicate and look and mimic your DNA to a point where it will not trigger an immune response, which then will allow the mRNA to transfer into your DNA, and then begins the problem. A poster. For those of you who still are not getting the idea of something jumping, a guy and his girl, one of them had been injected. They decided to go home and, you know, knock knees and exchange DNA. When he got done, he wound up with a rash and not on his willy. Throughout his whole body, there was a major breaking out that occurred as a result of this kind of contact. Now, some of you are thinking, well, what if I wear a raincoat to the shower? For those of you who don't know what that is, a condom. No, that won't work either. Look, the last time I checked, it's been quite some time, I got to tell you, but things haven't changed that much. Or maybe they have, and I just haven't changed. The last time I checked, when you're having an engagement like that and exchanging DNA, that's a full contact body sport. Every part of each other are making contact. Pores are open. You sweat. You're breathing very heavily. Well, most, I guess you are if you're active. Hopefully. Concept here is this. There is an exchange going on other than the reproductive fluids that start life. So if you're wearing a raincoat and she's got her inside raincoat, you can still have it jump. And making that kind of contact. They have set out to make sure that people that connect on any level can have a problem. Now, I'm going to say this to most of you. Now, you'll have to decide on this one because I'm not going to tell you what to do in this regard. But if you're in a monogamous relationship, it might be a good idea to stay the way it is. Don't start venturing around because now you really don't know what you're going to get if you do. And if you do venture around, whatever you venture with, you may bring home. And I'm not just talking an STD now. I'm talking about a synthetic bioagent that can now be transferred and can jump from host to host, affecting the DNA, affecting the genetic code, affecting the immune system. And this plays for keeps. STDs may or may not be treatable, but this is a direct assault on the genetic code. So, my strongest advice in this situation is keep it between you. Don't share. That's what I would say. Because, like I said, today you have absolutely no idea who you're entangling yourself with, what they've entangled with, what they have maybe had a download of from the medical establishment. You have to understand, they don't want you to make any more babies. They don't want you to make any more prodigies. They don't want you to make anything anymore. What they want is a sterile network where they can now control the general population. I was making a comment with somebody today that we are not right back to the 1920s. Same shit, same replication, same repeat. Everything's the same except the level of degeneration that we're in today as opposed to the 1920s. When the Spanish flu came out, the flu wasn't what killed people, it was the mask. Guess what? Nothing's changed. In fact, there was a court claim today where a guy, it was out of the British newspaper, won over 7,000 pounds in a court case. He won against the mask causing health issues. Imagine that. Ooh. Imagine that. How long have we been saying this? How long has this been going on? We need to, like I said, get with the program here. The mask that's even on the frickin' box doesn't stop anything. I can't get over the stupidity here on this. Obviously, grown people, even people from my era, have now lost the capacity to read and interpret what they're reading. When the mask says it does not stop COVID or other particulates, what is that telling you? What is that actually saying? Is it getting through? Do you have the interpretation skills to understand does not stop? Or are you using reverse speech and meaning does not stop means, oh, it stops everything? Is this how we're thinking today? See, maybe I got it wrong. Maybe I'm reading it the way I was taught to read it and interpret that. If someone says does not stop means it's ineffective, doesn't work, it's going to still allow you to have whatever. And how is it that we're in this situation where we are actually thinking this is an immunization injectable? When they tell you, I mean, I don't know how many sites I've been in just the last 2 days, 3 days, where they're telling you the thing doesn't even work. Trudeau even came out in Parma saying it doesn't work. And yet people are lined up. This is what is astounding to me. I just keep saying more for me, you know. Honestly, it's astounding. There's so much information on the internet where it's saying it doesn't work. And how many times have we heard the authorities make a comment in regarding to they're safe. Even the health minister here in Windsor, after I did the video or the interview with CBC, comes right out after Johnson & Johnson gets yanked. Oh, they're perfectly safe. How in the bloody hell does that happen? See, this is what I mean. Nobody's paying attention to these simple little minor details. Johnson & Johnson's been removed from the market because it's dangerous. Yet here, the Minister of Health, who was incompetent, on the nth degree, saying, oh, they're all safe. They're perfectly safe. I have been getting calls, I got to say, from the interviews I've done. Somebody sent me a flower pot. I've had calls from Ottawa. I've had calls from Victoria. I've had calls from Vancouver. I've had calls from Ontario. I think I've even had calls outside. And they're all, and everybody, I've had a couple people call and, you know, rant and rave and call me an asshole or whatever. But for the most part, majority of the people that seen the thing, even though it was bad journalism, it was horrific. They all were backing it up 100%. You know, yeah, they said if they were living in the area, they'd come shopping here. You know, we all need to start talking the truth. And we all need to start doing something similar to what I've done. You know, anybody who's got a store, put your sign up. In Ontario, the dictator here has put us under a martial law type shutdown. Now, the police are saying they're not going to honor what the premier wants them to do. Now, I'm not sure how to interpret that now, knowing that the military is coming in. If the military is coming in, if the police are backing out, giving the control to the military, we're going to be in some dire shit here. So this is all heading toward a militaristic system, just like the CCP. CCP has 300 million soldiers or policemen there to, again, regulate the people in China, and they're pretty hostile. So we may see the same thing here in Ontario. I'm not sure who's going to be the first to get screwed over. Ontarians, Albertans, Quebecers, or British Columbians. I'm not sure who's going to get hooped first or the hardest with this nonsense. You know, Quebec is having issues. Ontario's having issues. Albertans are having issues. People from British Columbia are having issues. So it's a toss-up now. Who's going to get there first? You know, and now doctors want to debate Doug Ford and the health ministries here. Which will be interesting to see how this goes and how controlled this is going to be. You know, I'm not holding my breath. I'm a very down-to-earth type of person. I'm more the rubber meets the road. I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it kind of thing. Because from what I'm seeing so far, everything that has been said, everything that has been proven, everything that has been displayed, everything that has been reflected from Europe, Canada has completely rejected it. And the Prime Minister is not going to make any changes because he's too busy kissing the CCP's backside. So that don't expect that to happen. And don't expect the premiers to do anything either. They're too busy kissing the Prime Minister's backside. This is the way it rolls. You know, they say shit rolls downhill, and we're at the bottom. We are at the bottom. So, like I said, we're looking at the we're looking at a lot of stuff going on. And then on top of that, we're dealing with more genetically engineering in regarding to our crops, the food. Okay, Bill Gates, okay, I talked about this in the last show, how in either Iranian or Turkish television, they were saying that they had created, there was four countries, including Israel, created a warfare agent so that now Mr. Gates, they're not calling it geoengineering now, it's called geo something else. Regulating or something, they are going to be dumping toxic chemicals on the farms, killing the livestock. So I think it's already started in Africa when they killed the elephants, and I'm seeing again hearing from another source, a local source in town, of animals and pets dying. If your pets are dying, and they're not even close to 13 or 15 years old. Most pets were dying at 13. Now they're starting to die at 10. When your pets are dying within the first 2 to 4 years of their existence, whether there be a cat or a dog, you may want to reevaluate what caused their death. Start looking up. Start looking at the foods you are buying. I keep telling everybody, don't buy your pets any canned, bagged, or boxed food. Those things will be loaded with nano-poisoning, nano-programming. And where the pets seem to be dying is something to do in their digestive system. They seem to can't eat, and if they do, they puke, and they are not being regular, or they're shooting out a lot of diarrhea, and they get into a funk of some kind where they are just back off, and they can't eat. They're weak, and eventually they let go. Like I said, the one owner had a dog, and it wound up at the vet that she knew, and he was a good guy, she would say. He said the vet could not understand why this animal was dying when all its major biofunctions were registering normal. Had no idea, because he didn't know what to look for. Unless your vets know to look for nano poisoning, nano assembly inside the intestinal tract, and to get that out, you would need a high energy pulse or a static charge to disengage it before you did any surgical procedure on it. Then and only then will you see it and recognize it for what it is. When you don't know what it is and it appears to be a mimetic, that's when the vets will get into trouble, because they will misdiagnose the animal for having something else. They will medicate it for something else. And what winds up happening is then the animal can then get sick as a result of the medications that the vet is giving them, because it's the wrong thing to do. The whole concept today of fixing people, healing people, regenerating people, edifying, fortifying, stabilizing, is all going to be done now with a machine, because of these tiny little nanobots that's inside your body that's reorganizing your DNA, reorganizing your internal structure, damaging you. And until the status quo on medicine changes, until the bias toward alternative medicines change, we are going to be heading into a techno-bio assessment garage, literally, to have a diagnostic hooked up to you so that the robots inside can tell them what's wrong with you, or if the robots inside of you are malfunctioning, or if the robots inside of you have done the job as far as integrating you to the AI network. You know, this is Elon Musk's idea to be one with the machine. Let's be one with the machine. The lean, mean DNA machine. We will be one with the machine. Imagine that. Imagine if that machine was the actual tree of knowledge, you know, the forbidden fruit. And the forbidden fruit was what assimilated the all life around it to acquire the knowledge it has. When you think about that concept, it's a little bit out there, but when you think about that concept, look at the price of knowledge. Look at the price of knowledge and what knowledge is it costs to have this type of awareness, the life that has been experimented on, the life that's been executed, the life that has been, you know, given in exchange for knowledge. Sounds like what we heard in the 1950s when the president and the aliens had a discussion, and they wanted hardware and the aliens wanted software being people. So there was the exchange, you know, complete exchange. Seems like here we are again today at that same crossroad, being assimilated by an AI network, you know, having the DNA being utilized, having the knowledge that you have being downloaded into the machine. Imagine that, eh? Just imagine that for 1 second. Think about that. Everything you've ever learned, everything you have ever acquired, everything you've ever experienced, everything that you have been taught can now be downloaded into a machine. And now the machine has that much more information to use in order to analyze and to build and network and exchange and corroborate and correlate what it downloaded from you with other people in different sectors of its programming. Imagine that. This is the aspect of this. The summation of knowledge is the extermination of all life. The data collection that's going on is the result of the extermination of people that have given the data no longer here, and now their data, their hard-earned money, or hard-earned work at locating this data and information has now been acquired by the artificial intelligence. Sounds far-fetched, doesn't it? Well, it ain't so far-fetched anymore. When the AI is running this planet, you are in the thralls of something extremely demonic. And when you start looking at the sci-fi that's coming out today, we're now dealing with time. Time. They're now trying to tell you that there's something going on with the timelines. You know, a buddy of mine, we're talking about that the other day. And we think that the timeline got redirected or opened up at, beginning with the First World War. And has proceeded to maybe create a parallel universe, if you would, to what we have today and where we should really be. But here we are. So it's something to be concerned in the sense of knowing where and what and who and why things are happening. They're even finding out now in regarding to nano, when the nanoparticles that are falling from the sky or have been dumped as a result of an industry dumping, is now they're showing you how the plants themselves are carrying this stuff and how it's even blocking the photosynthetic of the plants as a result of the metal oxide of nanomaterials. The oxidation process of these particles breaking down, causing the food supply, again, on the vegetation level, to be wiped out. I mean, when vegans say they're eating clean, they have no idea how far out to lunch they are. They are eating more nanoparticles than meteors are, because there's nothing to filter it, nothing to pull it out, nothing for it to diminish as it comes on the table. Whereas a vegetable, you can take any scope, go ahead, and, you know, you can argue, scream that I'm, you know, one of these guys, you know, not anti-vegan, you know, be anti-veganism, but that definitely would be vegetarianism, not quite, as because vegetarians do eat eggs and dairy products, so, and cheese. So I think, you know what, that makes sense. We don't want to eat red meat, but you want to eat fish, you want to eat chicken, you want to eat duck, eggs, whatever, but no red meat. That's, to me, not something to be concerned about, because you're still getting the things that are required by eating animal proteins and fats. So, again, when we're dealing with what we're dealing with today, we've got to start thinking in what regard where you're getting your food. People tell me, "Oh, I'm going to grow a garden this year." I says, "Really?" It says, "Are you aware of the fact that you've got stuff coming down on you? You know, the stuff that's going into the ground, going into the earth, going into your plants are now going to be there full on." So, well, they'll be organic. I won't spray anything. So you don't have to worry about spraying anything because it's coming from the sky. People tell me all the time, "Well, you know, I made my own bread. I didn't buy it at the store." Well, where'd you get the wheat from? Where'd you get the flour from? It came from the field. Well, what's in the field? Nano. So like I said, you know, we got to start thinking here. There are some people that are going to be in your group, you know, in your network, that doesn't matter what you say, they're going to be adamant about their opinion and what they feel they need to do in order to, you know, comply with the system. And then there's going to be another group of you that are within that same profile that will rebel against the system and look for ways to even keep your distance from the system. That's the way it is. It's the way it is. So, like I said, when we're dealing with people that are adamant about certain things, they're not willing to look, not willing to investigate nothing. You know, give them one or two warnings and then move on. Don't waste your strength. I had a discussion with my son the other day. We're talking. I said, the only thing I was seeing, what we're relating to, I said to him, don't waste your strength. You young men out there, 30s and 40s, you're trying to make a mark on the planet. You're trying to be secure. You're trying to make money. You're trying to one day work toward having a family if you don't have one already. But I will suggest this to all of you. Don't waste your strength. Don't be chasing tail. It'll just drain you. Seriously, use your economics, so that you can develop what you need to develop, so that there is a point in time where maybe you do find somebody that you don't have to chase and waste energy and money, and don't waste your money on anybody you're dating. Like I said, today the DNA exchange can be lethal. And I'm not advocating being single. I mean, being single, you can do a lot and achieve a lot. I'm not advocating celibacy either. That's a choice that you will make on your own if that's what you so choose. But you may want to consider what I'm saying in regarding to the current technology today is integrated biology with nanotechnology, clay and iron. This is the worst technology ever made. And if it is jumping and you are exposed, then you need to disengage it before it can incubate. And we did have a video up. We'll have to try to get back up again to show people how to disengage this technology. The technology we're using today in regarding to the injectables is the same technology they have used in genetically engineering the food supply. Nothing's changed. The only difference is the method and the DNA, the sequence that they're using to get it inside of you. But in essence, when this injection is inside of you, there is this possibility. I could be wrong. This is something we all need to look at. But there is a possibility once you take the injection, you become now the sole property of the company or the corporation that made that injectable. Once you take it in and they have a patent on that, on these components, and you get the injection, you may wind up being the property of the pharmaceutical industry. And if you get, okay, like the nurse I was discussing with the other night, she went and got the AstraZeneca, and they wanted her to get a different one when she went back. She didn't go back. It's a good thing, because the genetics in between the one and the other, they would have created a variant inside of you. So when you're looking at these so-called variants, we didn't have variants until they started this injection program. We didn't have any variants. There's a direct connect between the variants we have today and the injections they have brought in. Even though they'll deny it forever, but there's a direct correlation to the time frame when they started bringing these injections to the time where we're at now. The variants have come as that starting point, ground zero. So it's not going to go away easy either. So again, I would suggest you start reading, studying, integrating in your searches with other people who may have found things. But we are dealing with DNA and genetics. I said this many a time before on other shows, that the main assault will be on your genetic code and your DNA. That's going to be the number one priority to maintain and sustain. There's a lot of things that can help with that. Creatine is one, carnitine is another one, vitamin C, zinc, copper, luteolin, apigenin. There are a lot of things that can help with your DNA. So, like I said, avoid being tagged you know, and being bagged and then being boxed. You know, that's because now you are the property of the pharmaceutical. Imagine you're getting a Moderna vaccine, then you go for the second upgrade and they give you a Pfizer vaccine, and then you go for another one 6 months up the way, which would be the AstraZeneca vaccine, and they give you another one up the way, which is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Imagine that. All the different strains of genetic material inside the body, all the different constructs and programs that each one is has in their system through DNA, through nano programming. Imagine that. Imagine that. Okay, you take the one shot, it's bad enough. You take two, okay, now you got a genetic mix match going on. You take three, oh my gosh, we got a mutation happening. Number four, now we have a variant. If this is jumping, and we never had these things junk. I'm getting stuff, you know, women are complaining now, they're cycling when they don't need to be cycling. It's a heavy bleeding, causing a lot of pain. A lot of you women are going to lose your uteruses over this. You know, a lot of you are going to lose your uteruses over this. So make sure you start staining and protecting the DNA that you have. If an idiot wants to jump off a cliff, don't jump after them. Let them go. You know, let them go. You know, because if they're that dumb to follow the status quo without even examining whatever, you know, not seeing that there's a direct correlation between injection and death, injection and dysfunctionality, injection and, you know, major infections, all of a sudden after an injection. So this is something, again, to pay attention to, you know. They give you one and another one and another one, then you basically are going to be in one heck of a bad mess. All right, on that note, I'm going to let you go. I will talk about more stuff here regarding to who and who's who and what's what. I always tell people to read the gospel, read what Jesus had to say. I keep telling you this. I'm not telling you to read anything else. For most of you who've never read the Bible, this would be a great place to start to see what Jesus had to say and what he was like and what he was really all about, even in his message that he was talking to you. So again, I would encourage you all to do this. Read the Bible for yourself. Don't let anybody try to show you anything. Read it for yourself. You're having a relationship with the Almighty. So as you grow in your faith, your understanding of the Bible will also grow. It's just the way it goes. So again, you know, read what Jesus had to say. Read the whole New Testament. It's a covenant that you're under that you should know really well. I have people on my site as well who are doing stuff to get you as healthy as you can be or to give you solutions. You got Brian396, you got myself, you've got Three Hearts Church, you've got Fiona, you got Deanna, you got Liberty, you got I'm skipping somebody here. You got Ty, you got Shy. Got a lot of people here putting stuff out there for you to go at and check out. I would encourage you to do so. If you want to help anybody, please do help any way you can financially. If you can't afford it, it's not the end of the world. Doesn't mean we'll stop publicizing because you know, you don't have the funds. If you're in that dire need, that dire strait, help your families, help each other, get prepared for what's coming down the pipe. So share our information, share it across the world, share it with everybody, those who will take it, great, those who won't worry about it, just share. That's how the word gets out, by everybody sharing what everybody else is doing that's got any kind of relevance to anything, you know. That's something we need to really remember, you know. I think that's pretty well got it, I think. Just double checking to make sure I didn't leave something out. No, looks good. Alrighty. You know, I always say at the end of these shows, you know, till the next segment, to your health. And remember, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. All right. Till the next one. Take care.